The Music Men by David Camp. Maverick songwriter Randy Newman not only has a 12th album on deck and Oscars for his movie work, Toy Story, Monsters, Inc., he is also the reigning patriarch of a musical dynasty. Suppose for a moment that teens and electric guitars hadn't won. Suppose that pop music, in the pre-modern sense of the term, as in American popular song, the kind of music once enjoyed by grown-ups and kids alike, from the time of Stephen Foster to the heydays of Scott Joplin, George M. Cohan, Irving Berlin, Cole Porter, George and Ira Gershwin, Hoagy Carmichael, Duke Ellington, Frank Lesser, and Burt Bacharach, had continued to flourish, not in opposition to rock, but alongside it. And not in that proficient but retro-skewing Conic Bublé way, but progressively, with new wrinkles and developments coming year after year. It's a notion that Randy Newman has often contemplated, especially when he thinks back to his early recording career. His eponymous debut album, released in June 1968, was heavy on strings and light on drums, its songs at once tuneful and outré, describable only in odd compound terms like movingly sarcastic, the Bum's Eye View ballad, I Think It's Going to Rain Today, and mordantly tender, the album's opener, Love Story, whose young narrator envisions his and his girl's entire future together, all the way to being sent away by their children to a retirement home, where they'll play checkers all day till we pass away. Big arrangements came naturally to Newman. His uncle, Alfred, the oldest of his father's six brothers, had from 1940 to 1960 been the musical director of 20th Century Fox, overseeing what was widely regarded as the best studio orchestra in Hollywood. Two other uncles, Emil and Lionel, were also composer-conductors. Why not wed that heritage to contemporary pop songs? For Randy and a few young compatriots in his native Los Angeles, including his fellow singer-songwriter Harry Nilsson, and the two men.